Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you be? Your life was the only gift I left for me. To be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good for
countries,
in this world, and we're so happy to be broadcasting within 16 countries through Blog Talk Radio, as well as, you know, we work through Facebook, and people joining us on Facebook, as well as Blog Talk Radio, as those are the three vessels that we're using tonight. And I appreciate everybody who took time to join us at this time, and we look forward to more individuals taking time, because, again, we got an outstanding topic. Again, I am the relationship guru with no filters. Don't hold back. I share my thoughts on there. You can like it or not. But if you want to share your thoughts, again, I can give you the call early. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, then I'll make you live. Then you share your thoughts, your name, your location. And I'll let you know by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. So, again, we're going to have a terrific Tuesday. So we thank, truly, truly thank you for joining us. And we look forward to having an awesome show. And we're going to go about 1 hour with our show tonight, just talk about real relationship topics. The title of our show tonight is Age Differences. Does it really matter anymore? Age differences, does it really matter anymore in regards to relationship, in regards to dating, in regards to being married, whatever it may be, whatever kind of relationship you have with someone, do the age make a difference? And we want to talk about it. We want you to share your thoughts on it. We don't want you to, you know, just feel like it's just confined to what we think. We're going to offer our expertise as well now. What I want to make sure you understand tonight, we're being broadcast, as I said earlier, by Instagram. If you want to check it out on Instagram, go to Coach Dr. Loretta B. Smith 15. If you want to go to Facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. DiAlberto Smith. And if you want to go over to Instagram, you can do that as well. And again, we're with Coach Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith 15. So we kind of roll it. And if you want to tweet the show, you can go tweet the show at the Dr. Lowe Show with the number one. And also the doctor, which is at Dr. Lorenzo Smith with number one. So you can check us out that way. Share your thoughts. Now, if you want to email, you can email as basically at my email address, which is Lorenzo B. Smith 15@gmail.com. So we're excited again to have an awesome time. Now, we have some experts that's going to be calling in a little bit, because they invited each one of the team members from the Monday night show that we do every other Monday to play a part. And most of the time, they give us a call in. And I actually see one person joining us now. I thank you so much, as others joining on Facebook as well as on Blog Talk Radio. But they're slowly coming in. And as soon as my experts come on and be a part of this, we're going to go for it. We're going to talk about age differences. Is that a problem in dating? Do you have a problem with it? Do you have a problem in a relationship? Is this a problem when you see an older guy and a younger a woman in a marriage, in a relationship? Does that bother you? You share your points with her. Again, call in numbers 347-857-4192. And if you have something that's burning and desiring that you want to share about the age differences in dating and as well as in relationships and marriage, press 1. I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give us your name and location. If you feel comfortable, if you don't, just give us your location. That'll be fine. And then you can jump in with your thoughts, your ideals, and your expertise. Again, age differences, doesn't really matter anymore. That's something we want to talk about. I had a conversation with a friend of mine recently, and he was talking about that. And it was in a conversation with a family member. They was talking, and the family member was dating an older guy. I wouldn't do that until they found out you never know who you communicate with. The person may be a little older than you thought they are. You have made assumptions just because of their look. And that's one of the things we want to talk about tonight. That's one of the main things that individuals really don't look what their age are. And you can't say they don't act their age now. As an adult, when you're in your 30s and 40s and 50s and 60 years old, you should be acting like an adult. You're acting like a child, and that's my 10. You're actually not acting your age, so you can't look at a person and see. But if they're trying to, when they're a certain age and acting like they're younger, and it just don't work so well. But you normally, if you carry yourself in a manner and your age, well, you can't just look at a person and say they're that certain age, because some people look older, but may age might be younger. So it works both ways. So we'll keep it in mind, because we've got all kind of opportunities, all kind of medicine to kind of keep ourselves looking at a level that we need to exercising more so now, and we're concerned about. And the more we exercise, take care of ourselves, then it's not really, you can tell a difference. Okay, as I said, we're gonna look at several topics as soon as some of the other team members join in and share their thoughts as well. As we move forward, as soon as they come on the line, I'll make sure I identify who they are. We have several team members. I don't want to call out all their names right now, but those ones that received the invitation from the Monday night show, and that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith calling out of Georgia. We have Scarlett H. Black calling out of South Carolina when she called in. We have Laura D. Smith, the Millennium. She's calling out of Montgomery, Alabama. And then we have Cameron Gilbert, also calling out of Montgomery. We also have our host of our Thursday night, our fourth Thursday night show, which is the Minister Shannon show, that was invited to call in as well. And I communicated with her, and she shared her thought. That's Minister Shannon Hendricks. She'll be joining us as soon as she gets a chance to get from Bible study tonight. She'll make sure she gives a call. Then we have the elder, Kendall McKnight, had an invitation as well. So we have several people that have an opportunity to call in. We look forward to them calling in and sharing their thoughts. But from this point on, we're going to move forward. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And you want to be a part of the show, you want to be live and share your thoughts, press 1. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and actually give your name, location, if you feel comfortable, then offer your expertise. We're also to looking at Facebook as well as when we look at our board on Instagram as well as Blog Talk Radio. We'll be looking at the 10th individual who signed on. If you signed on, we always start with the first person all the way down, but the 10th person that signed on, we have a book from one of our guests from our previous show last Monday. It was a Dr. Lowe show, but we had an author on last Monday. That was Nicole S. Brown, and she has over 11 books, and the one that she talked about on our show entitled Who Do You Love? And that she talks about several poems that she put together, and I'm kind of showing it to those individuals on Facebook and on Instagram, and this book will be handed out to the 10th person that signed on or they called in. However you want to say it, or when I look at Facebook, because Facebook, you'll be on it, you're on your technology, so you'll be listed up here in the 10th caller. I'll give your names. I shout it out. It'll be at 8:15. We'll shout it out at 8:15. Sorry, 7:15. You know, I get the times, because we're on the East Coast, it would be 8:15. But at 7:15 Central Standard Time, 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, and I'll call out your name and say you've won this book, Who Do You Love by Nicole S. Brown. And then I'll ask you to just email me, or if you want to text, and I'll give you the number, your way that I can get this book to you. It's an awesome book. It's entitled, again, Who Do You Love? Nicole S. Brown. And she has over 11 other books that shouldn't receive 4 stars and 5 stars on. So we want to give those away, and we'll be giving them to you throughout our shows, you know, tomorrow as well as Thursday. We're going to look at kicking off our new show at about 6 o'clock on Thursday. That's the Love Cafe. And I host that as well. It's Dr. Smith. I host that. So we look forward to having an exciting time talking a little bit about 30 minutes on Thursday about the Love Cafe, which will be our first show, but we're going to kind of do that show then, let the holiday pass by, then come back in January and be hitting it hard on first and third Thursday, the Love Cafe, hosted by Dr. Lois and B. Smith. All right, let's look at these topics that we have now. We want to look at it. Again, the title is Age Differences. Does it really matter anymore? I want you to be a part of. You can comment right there in front of me. You can type in something if you have any thoughts on Facebook as well as Instagram. And on Blog Talk Radio, you're already on the line. Just press 1, and I'll make sure I get you, you know, get you live, and I'll look at the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. All right, let's look at the first topic dealing with age differences in dating and relationships. So when it comes to dating, does age differences matter? And that's a question that I'd like to ask each and every one. I want you to think about it. When it comes to dating, do age differences matter? Do the age differences matter? Now, some people say it doesn't matter because once you get up into a ripe or mature age above your 30s and 40s, it may not be a biggest challenge. But some people set criteria. Some people say, I'm only going to date within my frame, age frame. Some people say I'm going to keep it at a 10-year belt, and sometimes they're going to keep it at a 15 belt, and some go over 20. Like just something I was reading today about that. One of the biggest things that was said, now, it's not a big challenge when it gets to be a person that's older, but when you're only in the 20s and 30s, it makes a difference. 10 years is tough between that time because, you know, my dad always said one thing that I take him, because he's my hero and he shares many thoughts of wisdom with me. He said that, you know, you don't become grown until you're 30. So when you're 20s, you're just feeling around, trying to find out where you're going and everything. So if you're in your 20s and someone is in their 30s, an attempt to a date, it would be a problem if this is a 10-year belt. But it may not be when someone is 53 and 63. It may not be 43 and 53. It may not be the biggest challenge in the world when you get on the top side over there. So that's one of the things. So like I said, when it comes to dating, do age matter? Now, Dr. Mecca, that's Benita Mecca, stated that it's commonly accepted now that the idea that men prefer the company of younger women. So when you see this age difference, it's normally going to be an older guy and a younger woman, older man and a younger woman. So that's one of the things that you kind of see. Now, the question always comes up, why would you as a younger woman be that older guy? We're not going to get into what time frame you're talking about. It could be 3 or 4 years older than you. If you want to get to that and be as, you know, if you want to be there, it could be 20 years older than you, however you want to look at it, but it's still an older man and a younger woman. So we want to kind of look at it and see some of the things that draws those individuals together. Now, a lot of times people say a sense of vitality. When you're talking about vitality, energy, a sense of energy, the person is attracted. And that draws sometimes when you have that younger woman and an older guy. The guy, even though the guy is older, but he's attracted to that person. But security is another thing you can kind of put in there. When we're talking about that, that's one of the big things here. Now, you can be a part of this, and I want you to be a part of it. I see you on Facebook, give me a shout out, and I say, hey, how you doing? One of my former ball players, that's Tommy Bush. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Appreciate you joining us. But I want you also to call in and be a part of it. 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify with the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number, and actually give your name and location, then offer your thoughts. You know, a sense of security. You know, that person serves as a resource. You know, if you're at a younger age, you're trying to build your own resources, and you be with someone who pretty much have established some things already, and that gives you that sense of, you know, you can have a tendency to grow and have some of the things that you know you're eventually going to work toward. But you also got to keep in mind in that, you know, that has an age difference. You got to understand that if you may be in your 40s, and the person in their 50s or their 60s, you know, they probably have done a lot of things. Here you are, you're still trying to experiment and see where you need to go. Like I said, if you're in your 30s, like if you just become a grown person, as my dad would say, you know, you're still trying to experiment. You're still trying to find things. So they have a tendency. So you look beyond that to see, is there some security there? Is that resource can help you grow as well? Then you said vitality. You know, that's being able to have a sense of energy. If a person have that and they're attracted and they still have that going on, and you look at them and say, okay, they still got it going on. So, you know, I want to check that out and see exactly what is going on. You know, a sense of trust. You know, one of the things we talked about previously when we was talking about just in a relationship, you got to understand the same traits for a healthy relationship, regardless what age you are, you have to make sure you follow those traits. And I'm going to just step back because I want to make sure we talk about those traits. One of the traits is self-love. You know, if you're not loving yourself, as we said in many of our shows, you're not going to be able to love anybody else. And then you also can, and vice versa, you can love yourself so much you don't want to love nobody else. You have to keep that in mind. Become selfish. Keeping love to yourself. You know, the thing about it, love yourself enough to be able to love somebody else. Our next one is trust. Trust. Just remember, trust. You got to have some trust there. If you want to be in a relationship, you've got to have trust. And that's one of the things, a sense of trust. I just mentioned that. That's one of the things when you're talking about the various things that reason why consider to be a great resource for one when you're looking at a younger woman, an older man, is trust, a sense of trust. Some people, they feel at that point they've grown up and they understand being trustworthy. They understand trust. That's part of the relationship. We should be able to understand it. But sometimes we have a tendency just to glaze over that, move forward and don't think about that. And just think about just, you know, basically, you know, it's no need. You know, you can kind of, we can kind of do what we want to do. You know, we can say we want to and we can move from several places, several individuals, even trying to maintain one other individual, and you lose that trust. You got to remember that. That trust is so important, you know. Honesty, you know, going back to that, you if you want to be in a relationship, it doesn't matter about what age you are, you have to be honest. Don't be afraid, you know. I have Denise on here out of California. Thank you, Denise. Do you believe trust is best earned by the life we live? Yes. I personally believe that we develop that throughout life. You know, some people don't even understand. You know, it's like having a purpose in life. If you don't understand, you know, your purpose is to be able to trust individuals, open yourself up to them, and you also be trustworthy. You have to do that. You have to practice that. Everything dealing with a relationship trait must be practiced. And trust is one of the things that needs to be practiced. She also said you can't trust everyone with the matter of the heart. That's true. You can't. But also we talked about this previously when we said when we want to give that gift of love, which is a gift that you want to give to somebody else, you might have to be vulnerable to really do that. You might open your heart up for that. And we understand that's fear. That's what it's all about. But simply, when a person can't come to you being trustworthy, not you come on, we're going to kind of keep it real right there. You know, we're not going to be able to trust them with our heart. We're not going to trust them with anything because they're not trustworthy. They have to show trustworthy. They got to be all about trustworthy. Being trustworthy. Trust is something you got to be. You have to have a sense. And when you're around people, you can. I feel like I can trust this person. And I know them very well, but I feel like I can trust them. If you don't have that feeling and have that sense of trust, you're going to lack the ability to have a strong relationship with them because that's one of the traits that leads to a healthy relationship. And if you're not trusting that person, you're not going to go very far. And the next one, I mentioned honesty already. I mentioned through honesty, trust, and self-love comes communication. The next one is communication. It doesn't matter about the age if you're not able to communicate. You have to be able to talk and be able to listen. See, communication is not that you come in there dialogue and talking with me and sharing thoughts with me and just telling me and giving me directed. It's all about you sharing what you have to share with me, then come back and give me the opportunity to respond to it. You know? We don't always have to agree to everything, but communication is so important to be able to get my word, get my thoughts out, allow me to share it with you. That way we'll understand one another. We'll know where we're coming from. So we're talking about healthy traits in a relationship, whether it's a older man, younger woman, or a younger woman and an older man, or a younger woman and a younger man. Whatever it may be, you have to be able to communicate. You can't be afraid of it. You can't be afraid to communicate with the people that you really, really care about, and you believe that's the person you want to spend your time with. But that's what a relationship is all about. That's why I said our topic and title tonight is when it comes to dating, and I'm going to use that because that's the topic we're talking about. Do age differences matter? Do it really matter? Think about it. Because if we're building on those traits, self-love, trust, honesty, and communication, because it's four of them, because we have several others that's going to be important to your success. And I'm as I talk, I'm reading some things that's being shared. I'll make sure I share it with people. And I actually leave the comments on there so I can talk with them as well. It's important. Connection is the next one. In a trait in a relationship that's so important is whether I connect with you. When I meet you, do I connect with you? Do I feel comfortable enough to be able to go beyond my name is John B? Do I feel comfortable to step to the next tier of the relationship? Because when I meet you, you become our associate. I'll be able to say, this is my name. That's your name, so we'll be able to do that. But when we move to the acquaintance, begin to share things. Is there a connection there? We can't make a connection when it's not. But I think one of the things we try to do, some people talk fast, and they think they can convince you. But you already have that intuition that's part of that connection that you're feeling or not feeling. So you make a point to say, I hear you, but I really don't feel that connection with you. So there's no need to move into a relationship because that trait is just as important as the other traits we have. And willingness. We got to be willing to be a part of a relationship, willing to do whatever it takes in that relationship. I see several people on Facebook, young couples, excited, glad to be with each other, willing to spend time with each other. You have to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to be vulnerable, because that's what a relationship is all about. Because if I'm going to share things with you that I might not be comfortable with sharing with other people because I trust you and I feel like that you have a connection with me. I feel like I can communicate with you. And as I talk, I want to share some of the comments that I said earlier. But I want you to be a part of it as well. 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your name and location. Now, if you're on Instagram or on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, I'll give you each one of those handles. For Instagram, that's Coach Dr. Larissa B. Smith 15. Comment on Instagram as well. Or if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you want to go to Facebook and you want to check us out and you want to share your thoughts through the comments, you can. You can go to facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And then Blog Talk Radio, you can go to the website, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. You can share your thoughts. So before we move into Father, I want to share some of these thoughts that I have here that are being scrolled across my board. First of all, Denise out of California, she has, do you believe trust is the best honesty to life we live? You can't trust everyone with a matter of the heart. I shared a few thoughts on that earlier. You just can't trust everybody with the matters of the heart. You just can't do that. Also, we have as well, Denise said, I'm finding that in these times we're living in as a single woman that you must do, and he worked in the building a great foundation. Again, I'm trying to read it. I'm finding that in these times we're living in a single woman, as a single woman, that you must do, and he worked in building a foundation. She has some other statements there, but it says see more, and it's unfortunate it won't let me hit everything to be able to put it up here. Oh, here we go. We have it building a great foundation, and communication is essential. Be true to who you are, and by doing that, you give a person an option. Lately, the ones that you've come, that's coming my way, are too young, as she said. Thank you to be said. And the ones that want to make the connection are too far. Okay, thank you to be. She has several things. So, but she did say, I'm learning patience in the waiting season for me. So that's awesome right there. And I appreciate me sharing her thoughts. And if you have some thoughts, I'm going to make sure I read them out so everybody kind of know what's going on. All right, let's get back to the traits of a relationship, whether you're an older man, younger woman, younger man, older woman, younger man, whoever it may be, we're going to get to the next trait. And that next trait is compassion. If you don't have any compassion, you're not going to work in any kind of relationship. It doesn't matter what age you are. You got to have compassion, compassion of the heart. You got to understand you protect your heart, and if you've got compassion, you'll do the same thing for that person you're trying to be in a relationship. So we have to keep that in mind as we move forward to each one of the stages. That is the first stage, which is the first tier, which is being an associate. When I meet you, we discuss things, we see if we want to continue with it. I get to know your name, then I move to acquaintance. Then from that point, I want to find out a little bit more about you. Then I move to a friendship stage, and that's where I have an opportunity to move forward. And I say we can be in a friendship, open up more and more. Then we'll move to the romantic stage. And those are stages that ties in with the traits that I gave with you earlier. All right, let's move to a couple of other topics that we have here. And it's basically we're talking about being in a relationship or dating that may involve age differences. You know, whether it's older man, younger woman, younger man. And you said, well, we tied it all in today. Older woman, younger man, whatever it may be, we want to talk about these things. All right. Remember, we talked about the traits. We want to also share some success if you decide to say, I have found that person, I have identified that person is older. It doesn't matter because my criteria is to be happy. And at this point in your life, that's where you are. Now you want to be able to do some things and have some things in play that are going to lead to be successful. Now, as I mentioned, each one of those traits to be in a healthy relationship, one I did share, and this is the one I want to talk about, if you want this to be a successful relationship, successful marriage, commit. Let's talk about some commit. Are we willing to be committed to that relationship? You know, I coached a long time in sports, education a long time before I retired. And as a coach, and a football coach in particular, is one thing that we always said that a success to winning a game is offensive-wise is being able to run the ball. We watch a lot of games, coach a lot of games, and one of the things you have to be is committed to running that ball. So I'm going to take that like that in life. I have to be committed to having the best relationship I need to have or we need to have to be successful using those traits. And I have to be successful at each one of those traits. But definitely have to be successful as being a committed person in a relationship. Be able to discuss it out and you discuss that and make sure with your partner or the person you're dating or your significant other or even your wife or your husband. Be able to make sure y'all have that commitment. Just because people are married, everybody's not committed to each other. It takes something from within that you have to be devoted to. Commitment is the devotion. Commitment is dedication to that person to make sure you focus on them and don't allow anything else to come into your life to cause you to get off track. Committed. So if you're in a relationship, regardless what level, whoever age you're in, you're not committed in moments in that relationship. And you can't be afraid. If you're afraid of making an effort to be committed to it, then you probably don't need to get into it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. I want to hear your thoughts on it. Give us a shout. Let us know how you feel about it. Give us some comments on Facebook or Instagram in regards to age differences. It doesn't make a difference. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. If it don't matter to you, tell me why. Because that's where we are. We want to talk about why it don't matter to you. If it does matter to you, tell me why it do matter to you. Tell me why you, at a certain age one day, someone that was 10 years older, you know, you have a certain level you'll go. Because I talk with several people, you know, when I look at these, have these topics, I talk to people, you know, and I just casually throw these conversations out with to these individuals and see how they feel about it. And I've had people to kind of tell me, I have a 10 years, you know, within a 10-year belt, that's all the far I'm going. And then I want to know, I just ask them why. I say, is it 10 years up or 10 years down? Please explain it to me. Because I need to know where you're coming from. We're talking about differences. 10 years is a difference. Is it up or is it down? Most of the time, especially a lot of females, they would always say, well, I'm referring to up. I'll deal with someone 10 years older than me, but I'm not dealing with someone 10 years younger than I am. Now, vice versa, depending on what age bracket a person I'm, you know, the age level of that person I'm talking to. It may be an older woman, and they may be looking at someone 10 years. They may be 55, and they may look at somebody 45. So that it works. So it's the difference don't come in. It depends on what age level you are. Younger, it is a concern, because when you're older and that very young woman, because I saw a situation the other day on divorce court, I think it was entitled "The Old Grumpy Man." That was the title of it. He's an old grumpy man. And he was 53 and the young lady was 23. It was a 30-year age difference there. And they had a child, about a 3 or 4 year old child. And at first I wanted to really hear about the show because the old grumpy man, he don't want to do nothing. He's got this young lady, and he or she is just growing, beginning to grow up. Like I said, like my dad always told me, you ain't grown until you get 30. Once you get, so she's still trying to grow and get to the 30 belt to be some adult. I'm a grown person now. And I'll sit up, and some of the things I saw on the show was a concern. And I don't think it was more of an age thing than it was something that individuals being selfish. It wasn't that he was getting, you know, control and trying to possess and tell her what to do. She was trying to tell them what to do. And it was like, you know, you can't look right, you can't look left. And it was just some things that was concerning. Even my mom came on and talked about it. But that's just one of the things we want to talk about and share. We want you to share your thoughts on it tonight. You know, it's just one of these opportunities that you can tell me whether age make a difference in your dating, even in your marriage or your relationship. Let me know. That's 347-857-4192. Share your thoughts. Let me know exactly what's going on with you and how you feel about it. We've got several people on here, and I want to give a shout. But we're at that time now that we want to hand out this book that was the author we had on our show last Monday. The author is Nicole S. Brown. She wrote a book entitled "Who Do You Love?" And we're going to make this book available to the 10th person who's watching or listening. And we actually have two books, so we're going to kind of give two out tonight. We have more books. We're going to be handing them out throughout the show, but we're going to have these two out, and And as we slowly begin to hand this book out, I'm gonna look at Facebook, and I'm gonna kind of look at that individual that's listed as that 10th person, and I'm gonna give you a shout out when I find out who that 10th person is, and I'm about to get to that individual, and this person, I know this young man, and I appreciate this young man joining us. He always joins us. And this young man is Marvin Smith. Marvin Smith has had an opportunity to receive this book, Who Do You Love? He's our person that's been selected. Marvin, what I need you to do is just email me your information. I see you a lot of times. But email the information how I can get this book to you. It's Who Do You Love by Nicole S. Brown. And it's an awesome book. It's a book of poetry, love poems, and just poetry that's dealing with love. And you might enjoy this reading for Christmas. And the email is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call at the office. And the number is 334-467-7261. 334-467-7261. So Marvin Smith, you're earning this book tonight. You won that. All right, let's move on to our next topic. And the next topic is dealing with, and we're going to focus all around age differences. And we're going to, some of our questions are going to be related, going to be kind of closely written that they'll be like, well, that's the same question, but that's not the same question. We're going to use a different form. All right, we're going to look at sort of like a statement we're going to throw out to you, then we're going to add a question. You know, as life expectancy is occurring, people are really getting better, taking better care of themselves. So they're at the point they don't look the age that we think they should look traditionally. So the question is, since the person don't look the age they actually are, they may look younger because they're taking care of themselves. Are we just making it harder on ourselves by refusing to consider potential partners who are outside of our age limit? Are we making it harder on ourselves by refusing to consider partners or potential partners who are outside our age limit? And this is at where you draw your criteria. You know, we're saying, okay, we got an individual that look like they might be a certain age and they may not be a certain age. So that means that we're creating these criteria there. What we've been talking about earlier, criteria that you said, I'm not dating nobody this age, the things I'm saying I'm not doing, 10 years, 5 years. But since people are looking better, you know, keeping themselves in good shape, you know, you have all this stuff, medicine is going on, they're working out, they're taking care of stuff. Are we making it harder to find a potential partner if we have these criteria? If we say we're not going to step outside of our age limit. And we want your thoughts on it. We want you to share your thoughts on it. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Are we not willing to step out of that comfort zone? Are we willing to step out of that comfort zone? That's the question. You may lose a potential partner because you're not willing to step out of that comfort zone. Or step out of that criteria zone. You might have a criteria that you might be using, and you might not be willing to step out. I want to know your thoughts on it. This is what we personally believe on this side, real relationship. I just believe when God placed that person, there's only one person that's going to be for you in your life. He said, that person God has sent for me. Now, you might run across everybody, and that's the person you're going to be in love with. They might not be in the same age bracket, but you may have that connection. Just remember those things that leads to a healthy relationship. They may have that connection with you. They're able to communicate with you, and they might be 10 years older than you, 15 years old, 20 years older than you, you know? You notice I said older. I'm trying not to step down in that zone we're going with that younger. And it'll be younger for a man. So we're going to use it as a man. A man being older and a younger woman, or a younger woman, sometimes a lot of cases younger men. So are you willing to pass up potential partners because of those criteria you may have? That I'm not dating about 2 years, but 2 years old. I'm going to stay in